Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 76. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. His abode has been established in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war. Glorious are you, more majestic than the mountains full of prey. The stout-hearted were stripped of their spoil. They sank into sleep. All the men of war were unable to use their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse lay stunned. But you are to be feared. Who can stand before you when once your anger is roused? From the heavens you uttered judgment, the earth feared and was still, when God rose to establish judgment, to save all the humble of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you, the remnant of wrath you will put on like a belt. Make your vows to the Lord your God and perform them. Let all around him bring gifts to him who is to be feared, who cuts off the spirit of princes, who is to be feared by the kings of the earth. The title that biblical scholars have given this particular passage is a question. Who can stand before you? A humbling and fitting question to ask ourselves. Do you remember any times when, as a kid, you were called in to face your dad because of something wrong you'd done? Thrown a ball through a window and broken it? Snapped a branch off of his favorite tree? Banged up his car in an accident? You knew your father loved you, but you also knew what made him angry. Well, this question at the top of Psalm 76, who can stand before you, is a great Lutheran example of how we as Christians live our lives as both saints and sinners, trembling in the presence of God when we think on the countless ways in which we have sinned and keep on sinning against him, and at the same instant, bubbling over with joy and gratitude for the merciful forgiveness we know we receive, undeserved, from our loving Heavenly Father. Forgiveness from him we know is ours through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, which covered all of our sins. I don't think I need to tell anyone here that the world we live in is filled with awful things. Poverty, sickness, sadness, violence, and fear. And worst of all, the evil that spews from those who reject and oppose Christ and his saving grace, enemies of God. The warning to all, especially those who make themselves enemies of God through unbelief, is that we rightly should fear God's wrath, as his judgment will indeed be meted out. Not necessarily meted out as in the things we see around us, like storms, disease, injuries, and death, for all of those things are sad consequences of sin, but in the final, righteous judgment of God concerning eternity. We aren't always comfortable when we read how God used armies to destroy those enemies who hated God. The stout-hearted were stripped of their spoil. They sank into sleep, which is death. All the men of war were unable to use their hands. And at your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse lay stunned. But that was sometimes the visible justice of God in the Old Testament, when he allowed his people, the believers, to triumph over their enemies in order to be able to worship the one true God and live peacefully in the land given to them. Believers then saw the majesty of God in his judgments over wicked unbelievers. Verses 7, 8, and 9 perfectly remind us who God is. But you are to be feared. Who can stand before you when once your anger is roused? From the heavens you uttered judgment. The earth feared and was still, when God arose to establish judgment, to save all the humble of the earth. God is both righteous judge and a merciful Savior. Out of deep and steadfast love for all, calling out sin, and securing for us, by his mighty works, our salvation. By our own human works or will, no one, not one of us could stand before this awesome God once his righteous anger is roused and expect to live. But because of God's glorious deeds for us, chiefly allowing His Son to be our substitute for payment of our sins, we confidently place our hope in the truth of the last few words of verse 9, to save all the humble of the earth. Humble means the believers. When Christ, crucified and risen, won for us the battle over sin, death, and the devil, we were the spoils of war that the Lord kept for Himself. Back to the beginning of this psalm today, this passage reminds each of us that the name of the Lord and all of His marvelous deeds remain great in our world, His name, Jesus Christ, above all other names. Just as God established His abode at Zion in and for Israel, so today has the Lord established a dwelling place for Himself, where we can be sure He will be present and with us. That place, friends, is in our Christian churches. Through His holy sacraments of baptism, where Christ claims us as His very own dear child, through Holy Communion, where He gives to us His very body and blood, that we might be forgiven and strengthened in our faith, and through His Word, spoken, sung, and preached for the edification of the hearers. So, while all people rightly fear the wrath of God, Christians know, in answer to the question, who can stand before Him, that by the grace of God, through the gift of forgiveness and faith, it is we, our victorious Lord's cherished spoils of war with the devil, who will, upon our earthly deathbeds, be able to stand humbly, joyfully, and forevermore in the presence of our majestic Almighty King. To God be all the glory. We pray. Dear righteous Father, teach us to fear Your wrath so that we may live a blameless and pleasing life before You. Forgive us when we fail to love and trust in You as we ought, and give us a heart that seeks to do Your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.